Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Questionable Answers.
That was breathy.
It was Thanks for already interrupting me 4 seconds in, Brian.
Sorry.
This is a very special episode. I think it's near and dear to our hearts. It's about arcades.
Yep.
Arcades, ladies and gentlemen. Now, of course, you know Questionable Answers if you've heard our show before. The competition is really super lame, and the points really don't matter, but we are playing for pride, neither of which have any. So this is a very important show. Memory lane. Let me introduce the guy who's sitting across the desk from me. Without him, the show would not be possible. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he was raised on video arcade games, which help explain why he's cross-eyed. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Brian. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. That one.
I did have to think about that. That was my own writing.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. So it You're explains a lot.
Well, thank you, Todd. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
In the role of player two today,
nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Is a man who confessed to me in confidence one, and I put man in quotes.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
He confessed in confidence to me that he wore his Space Invaders jammies to a...
Where did I wear it, Brian?
Such a late age that his mummy had to tell him that the dryer ate them.
Ooh.
Where they get a little tight.
It was a sad day.
Where they get a little tight in the pits and the crotch.
Oh, yeah. It was stained and tight. Yeah. It was nasty. It was time.
Little buttons strained across your...
Right.
Yeah.
It was a frightening picture.
You loved your Space Invader jam.
Hey, it was good. I mean, that was a top game.
Yeah. It was.
No one's going to deny it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you just expose some of your questions coming up?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. I've done actual research this time. So what do you remember most about arcade? Yeah,
week.
I actually prepared for this week. So what are your memories of an arcade? Like when you say arcade, what comes to your mind?
Arcades, as you know, Todd, their peak was 1978 to 1986.
Right. Now we're talking video arcades.
Yeah, video arcades.
Not necessarily pinball.
No, not
games of chance,
pinballs,
penny arcades. Right.
Pinball machines were in them.
They were still in there, yeah.
Always. But it was weird. So... That was my wheelhouse.
Right.
1980 to 1984, my high school years. So that was what we did. And they appeared out of nowhere. And they disappeared really fast. It was crazy. Well, game consoles came along.
Yeah.
Once
a home console.
I don't
know.
We used to go hang out in them. They were cool.
Now, where did you go to hang?
So there was one.
Where did you go?
You know, it came probably a little later to Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay.
Although maybe not because there was one, a standalone one right on the university, right near
the university
campus. I was
going to say,
I
figured the college would have
UVA
one.
Campus.
Yeah.
There was a standalone. And that was where we would go hang out. There was also one in Fashion Square Mall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Because that was the mall era, too.
It sure was. Yeah, no doubt about it.
I really grew up the Stranger Things kids. That's who I was.
Okay.
Played D&D.
All right.
The mall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I was younger when they did come about. So, and my wife said her memories are definitely the Cyclone pinball game, which had Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan in like the front car. So it was like that was her favorite game is to play that. And we both, without knowing each other, both loved Galaga. So it's kind of one of those things we're just meant to be. So that was kind of early memories. But
so really,
yes.
you arcades brought you and Deneen together?
Not at all. Not even close. It's just we enjoy the love
but
of Galaga.
Right. Galaga.
We both love Galaga. So I mean, as far as I never hung out at the mall playing. Like periodically when my mom would take me, I'd be there and I'd be there for 20 minutes when she goes into Sears
Seriously?
Or something and play that. But then now I will say when my parents were on bowling leagues, a lot of bowling alleys had arcade games. So.
Yep.
They give us a couple bucks, and we'd play and waste the money, and there you go. It's kind of how we pass the time while mom and dad are bowling.
Okay. Yeah.
No, here's another thing. I did an ancient deep dive into the word arcade.
An ancient deep dive?
Yes, it actually is an ancient word.
Okay.
It's from the ancient Greek. It's R and Cade. Okay, R and Cade. This is actually kind of interesting.
Really?
R stands for to waste, and Cade means parents' money. So arcade is to waste parents' money. So that's exactly, I was shocked by how accurate that is.
You didn't do a deep dive.
It was a super deep dive. Yeah, I had my scuba gear on and everything. So.
You were in the shower this morning. You're like, oh, I'm going to do a root dive.
Yes, some etymology.
Some etymology. That's not etymology.
I think it is etymology.
But, okay.
Another sort of big words.
Did you punch yourself on the shoulder after you finished?
Oh, that? I was so happy. I was pulling the rotator cuff. Yeah. It was exciting.
All right. That's cool. All right. So as far as I know, we have no corrections.
Ooh.
Probably because we have no fans and nobody writes us.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Well, if we've done nothing wrong, that also means we've done nothing well. So it's just kind of one of those things.
Yeah.
It's a twofer.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a we at this point, and nobody's getting dock points for being stupid.
Yes.
At least on this episode.
No, that's great. Nothing wrong. I like that.
It's great.
Okay.
Nothing wrong.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Which means, hold on. Next level. It's time for the QA Quickie. This is the part of the show when, as a warm-up, Todd and I will ask each other just a quick question. Hopefully get the creative juices flowing, you know, relax our nerves, you know, because being on air is... It's pretty nerve-wracking. You know, I'm all jacked up right now.
Yeah. With the millions of fans you know that are listening, it's nervous.
Exactly. You know, the whole staff is out there rooting for us. Can see them behind the glass in the studio.
So, boy, they're cheering us on. It's really exciting.
Anyway, so this gets the creative juices flowing, helps us calm down, and may give one of us a couple sweet points, which, as we have learned recently, a couple sweet points can mean the difference between winning and losing, because Brian keeps losing by a couple sweet points.
That's okay. It's all right. You're a good guy. This is your wheelhouse. This is your bailiwick.
Yeah, okay. If I lose this one, I just might quit the show.
Okay.
You may have to find yourself somebody else because this is the one I should.
Well, let's hope he wins. Can you imagine listening to me for 35 minutes straight? It'd be awful.
No.
It'd be awful. All right, so I'm going first.
I would be out there commenting, though. I can tell you that.
That's right. He would still follow. Brian would still follow.
Oh, I would follow.
Yeah.
He would boo. I'd be your biggest fan.
Okay, now here's a question. All right? Here's what we're doing. We're going for 2 points.
Yep.
Now, I'm going for a percentage here, okay? So, within...
Percentage.
Yes, okay. I'll give you a 10% sway, 5% below, 5% above, and I'll give you credit for it. All right, if you nail it to the exact percentage, you get an extra point. So, you could have 3 total.
Okay.
Because it's tough. It's 1 in 100. Yeah, it's 1 in 100. So, I'm being generous, starting out of the gate.
It sounds like you're being generous.
Now, by 1980...
Okay.
What percentage of 13 to 20 year olds had played arcade games? And again, we're talking arcade games, not pinball and ping pong and pool. So by 1980, what percentage of 13 to 20 year olds had played arcade games?
20. Okay. So they'd really been going since for 2 years. Space Invaders being the first one.
Yeah, that was a huge one.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I'm going to get 5 points above, 5 points below percentage.
Well, this is tough, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I would not have got this.
Yeah. I'm going to... This is stupid. I'm going to say 80%.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to shoot yourself.
Are you serious? Am I off by 6?
The total was 86%. Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
You
apparently they said 90.
Evil, awful human being. And I may change my question for you now.
Right there.
86. Are you serious?
I would have never guessed that high. Because, again, first of all, it's 1980. It just started.
Yeah, but everybody was doing it. It was like
I know,
marijuana.
But I figured if they would have said by 1983, I would have said, okay, yeah, I'd be well into the 80s.
Mm-mm.
But 1980 seems really...
Well, you got to understand, there was nothing else to do.
No, that's a good point.
You know? And that was...
I'm so sorry.
Are you sorry? Because it doesn't sound
like
it.
Oh, I'm totally sorry on this one, yes.
When you said 10, I thought 10 either way, but...
Well, no, yeah, I meant 5 because I wasn't
yeah,
going to do
no,
10, but
yeah,
like, wow, that's
yeah.
a lot. But yeah, if you're 5
it's
up,
not.
5 down. Okay.
When you're off by 6, it's not a lot.
All right. Well,
all right. Man, well,
I tried
and
it.
See, and I...
Good guess.
I'm rolling the dice with this one.
All right. What do we got here?
I'm glad it's not a Galaga question.
Oh, good.
Now that I've heard that you were a big Galaga.
That was never good. I just like playing it.
Okay. But you're going to understand why I'm taking a risk here. See, the dog doesn't agree with me.
No, the dog hates this. Up. The whole line of questioning hates.
I asked her
She just abhors it.
Should I ask this question? She didn't seem to be on board. But, all right. Can you name two of the four Pac-Man ghosts?
Okay, I think it's Shadow, Blinky.
Yeah, I just got a little talking would be really good.
Yeah, yeah. Dead radio silence is terrible.
My wife yelling at Shadow the dog in the background.
We got dogs going. We got wives yelling at us. I would say Shadow and Blinky. Is Pinky one? I think Pinky. Those three are my answers. That's I can't think of even
those three are your answers?
Yeah.
I hate you with so much of myself.
Yes.
Shadow is not one.
It's not?
No.
Oh, for some reason, I thought there was like one that didn't rhyme. It was like a weird one. All right, what are we?
So there's the red ghost, which is Blinky.
Is it real? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know they all have different personalities?
I could kind of tell it when you play.
Yeah.
You know how they, when, yeah.
Right.
One so was aggressive, one
Blinky,
wasn't.
The red one, he was considered the leader ghost.
Okay, right.
Right. And more or less directly follows Pac-Man around.
Yeah, he's tough.
Yep.
He's fast.
The female ghost, Pinky.
Yeah. Tuscadero. Yeah,
is a bit more astute, anticipating where Pac-Man is likely to move, and meets him at the spots to ambush him, which is interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Inky.
Ah.
The cyan ghost. You got the 2 points.
I know.
Wait,
I did.
Don't get all... he's the cyan ghost. He is described as being fickle and unpredictable.
Okay.
Sometimes a hybrid between Pinky and Blinky.
Blinky.
Clyde.
Ah, that's it. Stupid name.
The orange ghost, he's an interesting character. He will often chase Pac-Man around, but will lose interest and wander off. This is me as a ghost.
So it's the ADD ghost?
Yeah, he'll lose interest and wander off into the corner if he gets too close. Each of their colors conveys which exactly and how they are. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, you got 2 points.
I'm loving that.
And I should have 3.
You should.
Because I was so close.
You were ridiculously close, man. As soon as I heard A come out of your mouth, I would never guess that high.
Angry.
Yes. Next level. Ooh, right. Another next level.
I guess it's time
exciting.
To move on, wouldn't you
okay.
say?
Okay, I think it'd be fantastic. Yep. All right, so right now we have the guest house.
Woo-hoo.
Now, our guest today is very, very special. All of you will know him from the old to the young. Mario, which is originally called Mr. Video Game, also introduced as Jumpman and also called Super Mario, or by his full name, Mario Mario. So it's like the people coming off the boat in the early 1900s. Everyone has like 18 names coming over. It's like my grandparents had 106 names for Mary or Marie. It's like, pick one. Anyway, Mario is the titular protagonist of the long-running and highly successful Nintendo video game franchise of the same name.
Wow.
He is a mustachioed Italian plumber who lives in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Mustachioed.
And much like Brian, they both live in the Mushroom Kingdom. Okay.
That's wonderful.
That is exciting. I'm so welcome. Welcome, Mario.
It's me, Mario.
I know. That's why I call you to Mario. But welcome. I appreciate you you're coming here.
It's me, Mario.
Well, we have a few questions for you, Mario. Appreciate you coming. And
Todd. I'm making you my sauce sometime.
I think that would be fantastic. That would be
it's
great.
It's me, Mario.
So you, Mario, I have a question. So you're Italian, correct?
Of course I'm Italian,
that's
Todd.
That's not my question. I'm just, you know, trying to do it. Now, being Italian...
Gonna wake up at the bottom of a river, Todd.
Oh, that kind of Italian. Got it. Now, do you sing opera, tenor or baritone? Does Mario sing opera? I'd really, really love to know that.
That's a good question, Todd. Oh, you mean like when I'm jumping around pipes and singing with that deep voice of mine?
Yes.
Well...
You have a range.
Not exactly opera, but... I do enjoy humming and singing my own little tunes on my adventures. It's a me, Mario, humming to Super Mario Brothers theme song.
I think that's fantastic. All right, so I can see you humming. Excellent, I got my answer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Brian, do you have any questions for him? Or?
I do, Mario, and it's wonderful to meet you.
It's a me, Mario.
Well, that's great. I know it's you. Now, I did hear, Mario, that there was a nasty rumor going around recently that you weren't saying, it's me, Mario. You were saying, it's a me, Mario, which is a Japanese word for super.
It's a me?
It's a me.
Means super.
Super.
Huh.
Yeah.
There's a double entendre right
yes.
there. Double something.
I just heard that was a
that could be.
That it's actually not a Japanese word. It's a surname. Or a, I don't know if they have surnames.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I thought that was an interesting rumor.
Yeah.
It's a me, Mario.
Thank you, Mario. So it is you. It's you, Mario.
The Italian version of Japanese.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's probably
the princess, right? Yeah, the princess, right.
What's her name? P? No.
Princess Peach? Princess Peach, I think.
Oh, yes. Princess Peach is my very special someone. We've been through many adventures together, and I'm always ready to save her from Bowser's mischiefs.
Bowser. He's a terrible person.
We may not get to spend a lot of time together, or as we like to, but when we do, it's a magical.
Wow.
It's a me, Mario.
That is fantastic.
Do you have another question?
Yeah, I do, actually. Mario, first of all, I got to say, you have a wonderful mustache. That is just mighty and fantastic. Now, my question has nothing to do with mustaches, but I just got to say, it's up there with Tom Selleck. I mean, it's wonderful. Burt Reynolds, you're amazing.
It's a me, Mario.
Now, since you are a plumber, I do have a question. Do you ever work in people's homes and, like, remodel bathrooms or kitchens? You know, because I might have some remodeling coming up that needs some plumbing. So I figured I'd ask the best.
Oh, so you want to know, is it...
Does he do any remodeling?
Does he do residential?
Like residential. Actually just... residential, yeah.
Okay.
Any side work when he's done jumping on mushrooms and
okay.
stuff.
All right. Well, what do you think, Mario?
Well, not really. I'm more of a plumber of... More of a plumber and an adventurer, you know? I'm usually busy exploring Mushroom Kingdom, saving Princess Peach, and stomping on Goombas. Fixing pipes in people's homes isn't exactly what my specialty is. I'm always up for adventure and a race and a cart.
Oh.
It's me, Mario.
It is you, Mario. It is you. That is amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Now, whenever you want to pipe in, if you have any answers to any of the questions, please fill in. You know, you're going to be here for the rest of the show.
I'll be here, Todd. You just ask me a question.
It'd be great.
It's me, Mario.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mario. Super
Thank you, Mario.
He is super.
I really appreciate your time.
Exciting stuff.
What was that? Next level. Oh, Todd, I think it's time for the next level.
I think, is it really? Mm-hmm. Already so soon.
Or is it?
I think we have something.
Well, it's a little time for statistics.
I think it'd be great. Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right. So our statistics department, you know, I think, well, what do we have, about four people now?
Yeah, I mean, the research department is
right.
Gigantic.
Plus, we have a whole warehouse full of Wandas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That they get most of their statistics from. So our statistics department dug up this important piece of information.
Wow.
Four out of five Wandas agree there is proof that aliens are intelligent in that they throw anything back that they catch.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Yeah. What if they caught a cold?
Yeah, okay, time to move on to the next level, Todd.
Oh,
what's the next level, Todd?
Well, this is going to be an interesting thing here.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called.
It's
next
called
level.
Next level.
It is called next level. So what was
a coincidence.
Again?
What was it?
Next level.
Well, here it is. Okay. So now, each of us is going to read a short narrative based on the plot line of an 80s arcade game. Now,
I love it.
Names can be changed. Scenarios can be slightly adjusted to conceal the actual game, but the competitor will need to fill in what happens on the next level. So you can win up to 5 points for accurate or an entertaining answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of nebulousness with that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus one for naming the game. So you could get a grand total of 6 points. This is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called
this
next
is a
level.
Big one, especially after that last one that I'm still
he's still living
puckering over.
So.
Not happy.
Yes.
All right. Do I get to go first?
Yes, you do.
Well, thank you, Chairman. Oh.
Whoa.
Wow. Explosion was that a little thunder?
Yeah, a little was thunder.
That was a little thunder.
Brian's bringing the thunder right now. Okay, here
we go. Comes the thunder. Are you ready?
I'm not even sure how I got here. I just was suddenly here. What I do know is I don't belong, and it's not safe for me. However, escape means more danger. But at least it's danger I'm uniquely made to face. Home is before me, so I must go. What happens next, Todd?
Well, that's an easy one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there laughing at such an easy request.
By were you?
Tell me what happens.
Okay.
Going on with this.
It sounds more like you're delaying.
No, moment. There's no delay in this no? wonderful, easy answer that I'm given. So he doesn't know how he gets there. So to me, it's definitely, it's a he, and it's an adventure game. So there's got to be a quest or some sort of traveling to get home to fight the dragon, whatever it may be. Right. So there's an adventure. Right. Now, the only game that I'm thinking of that fits this bill is a game that I didn't play a lot, although, however, I've known it, a lot of my friends played it. So I would have to say, because it's an adventure game and one of the first ones, I would have to say The Adventures of Zelda.
Wow. Was that an 80s?
It was.
Yeah, it was. That came a little bit later.
Yeah, I would say like 85, 86.
Because I never really played that one.
I had friends who did. I never did. But that's the only adventure-y game that I could think of that's in an arcade that comes to mind.
Okay.
Yeah. How awesome was that answer?
That was it 6 points? Great answer, Todd, but it was wrong. It was wrong.
How awful
I'm sorry.
I?
So what happens next?
Well, once you clear the first level
you
know, and you go home, you find your home, unless that's the final quest. But the next level is he finds a friend and then they each get swords.
Okay.
And then they get to
so
fight.
So they
have to collect weapons.
Okay. I never played Zelda.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So there you go.
What happens next in my
and yours
is he hops out into the road.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me, Frogger?
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Oh, this is awful. I did play Frogger.
Did you?
Yeah. Not an expert, but I did play.
Yeah?
That's good, man. Frogger he skunked me on that one.
Yeah.
Jeez, that was awful. Just bad.
It was.
All right.
Oh, I have to get this, and I'm not going to. I just know it.
There should be enough. Well, I'll just read it. So
yeah, just read it.
All right.
You know, I don't need to be coached.
Okay, apparently you do. Now.
Because you've lost four episodes in a row.
Lost four in a row. R.E.M.'s It's the End of the World song could be playing in the background. Could be playing in the background. Things are out of control, and only you can stop it. Defense is key, and you must protect the cities at all cost. You are in command. Rockets are being fired, and you must blow them up before they reach their destination and detonate. But the more you are successful, the more your enemy gets resourceful. You must be swift and decisive to make it onto the next level.
You picked one of my favorites.
I'm sure I did.
I loved Missile Command.
You're wrong. It was not Missile Command.
It was totally Missile Command.
It was Pac-Man, so... Totally loved. Missile Command. You
Missile
drilled
Command.
It.
Missile Command. Oh.
Yeah.
That one. Let's see. Here are my games.
Okay. Here's a question.
Yeah.
How many cities did you have to protect?
Six, I believe.
Wow. You are good.
Oh, thanks.
You nailed it.
It was one of my games.
Okay,
I loved.
That was
yeah. Right. Yeah. Because that was a trackball one, too.
Yeah. Because you had to trackball and then press the button
and you
explode it. All right. Well
that
done,
was
man.
So good. Yeah.
Dude, you crushed it. You got. For accurate entertaining, you got 6 points on that.
Oh, thank you.
Shoot.
Thank you. Yeah, that was awful. So Missile Command, Joust was probably my favorite.
Really?
I loved Joust. Do you remember that one?
I do.
It was
like kind of
weird.
An ostrich or something?
You're on an ostrich and the bad guys are knights on I don't know, crows or something?
Like,
right? And if you
what
win.
Were you thinking?
And if you win, they turn him into, or kill him, they turn into an egg and you pick that up. Otherwise, they hatch. It was great. I love Joust.
Joust, okay.
And what was, I wasn't a Pac-Man. Space Invaders. I love Space Invaders.
I like Galaga more than Space Invaders.
Okay, were you good at Galaga? That one
I was okay. I'd say 20 to 40,000 points.
Okay.
So I was okay, but I was never like the geniuses that played forever.
Yeah.
It was enough to make it fun, but yeah, I was not
What was that game where you're up at the top of a shape and there are aliens coming
out? You are thinking of Tempest.
Tempest. Yeah, I love Tempest.
Yeah, my friend of mine, he was obsessed with that. The wheel.
I love Tempest.
Yeah. He was just obsessed with Tempest.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't even know what game that is. Does it spin around in a circle? Wow, well, you took a commanding lead.
You picked one of my favorites. Yes. Thank you for picking one of my favorites.
You're welcome. I'm trying to, you know, be nice to you and things like that.
No, so if you'd been nice to me, you'd give me something for 80%.
No. I want to be accurate.
Okay.
Points are at a premium on this show.
Apparently. Yeah. You know, when we started this, this was like going to be arbitrary.
I was going to
give you 8,000 points if you did something good. Now it's like become incredibly...
You had to give your right arm for like half a point. Yeah.
I know.
You're not getting that point. No. You don't deserve
it. Oh, you're within 6%, Brian. There's no reason you would know that in any...
Hey, this is your wheelhouse, mister. I grew up in that era. Whatever. Just the answer to the question.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Fine. I think...
Are we enough?
It's time for our sponsor.
Oh, yeah. We got to make
Do we have a sponsor this week?
We absolutely do.
See, our sales department is rocking.
Oh, they're making so much money hand over fist.
I love
it's
those
amazing.
People. I really do. They're all right. Great.
Time to get in my radio voice. Mm. Today's sponsor is Paperboy. Today's episode of Questionable Answers is being brought to you by Paperboy, the 1985 arcade game that took the mundane task of tossing rolled newspapers at houses and avoiding obstacles right into the imaginations of every teenager. Nothing's cooler than a paper boy.
And nothing got the arcade girls to notice you more than your initials at the top of the high score list on Paperboy.
Oh,
let me
absolutely.
Tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't see BRR up there.
Nor TS.
No. Nope. Paperboy. Yeah.
Good game.
I probably watched people play arcades more than
There's a lot of watching.
Them.
Yeah, there's a lot of watching.
And I would watch that for about a minute and be like, okay.
Wait, that's all you got to do?
Move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's like, this guy's killer at this.
He's so good at it,
good
man.
Good for him. Okay, well.
All right.
Let's see.
Wait, there's another level?
I think there's another level, Todd.
Wow.
This is part four of the show.
Jeez.
It is time for the racehorse character game. Racehorse or character game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the way this works is each of us is going to list five names that are either a racehorse or a character from an arcade game, which is kind of fun. And then we'll guess which it is.
Now, are we going to do one individually? So for each one, after each one, you got to guess.
Yeah.
And then we'll
just go back and
no
forth.
Point.
Okay. Are you capable of keeping score through that?
I am
that
capable.
Melee?
It is a melee.
I know. It's going to
be
a lot.
Good.
All right. Do you want to go first?
And how many points is this worth, ultimately?
Yeah, each one's worth a point.
Perfect. All right. So we're looking at about a five-point swing.
Okay.
This is
I wanted
major.
The math to be doable for you.
My left hand is available, so we can do this game.
All right.
All right, you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, all right, here we go. Video game character or racehorse?
Please be Mario.
It's-a-me, Mario.
Pac-Man. No, just kidding. Okay, here we go. Okay. Character or racehorse? Smarty Jones.
Oh. I played a lot of
Obscure games. You really don't know the name.
I know. See, that's what bothers me. Yeah. That's why I...
I try not to go too deep. Like, you know, Jinglehoffer. I don't know who this guy was.
I'm going to go racehorse on that.
Racehorse for Smarty Jones?
Yeah.
All right. You get yourself a point. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
All right. So for my first one, Scallops.
What?
Scallops.
Scallops.
Scallops. Yeah, well, I'm saying it.
Scallops.
I'm saying it fancy.
Oh.
Scallops.
Must be a French horse. Scallops. I would have to say... That's a racehorse.
It's a racehorse?
Yeah, it's a racehorse.
A racehorse that was on Q-bert?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yep.
Jeez. Oh, all right. Q-bert, man.
I know, Q-bert.
You gotta be kidding me. I'm losing a Q-bert. Gosh. All right, Brian.
Okay.
Character or racehorse?
All right, bring it.
Glass Joe.
Glass Joe.
Character or racehorse? Oh, Glass that Joe.
That could be in a video game. Oh, boy. I'm going to go racehorse.
You're going to go racehorse. That one you got wrong. It's a character on the game Punch-Out. Do you remember Bald Bull? The Sandman? You actually had to punch. I loved Punch-Out.
That was that was a good one to harvest some names out of, too.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I was like, I love that one. My cousin and I, I was at my cousin's house, and the Greene County Fair happened probably in July or August. Well, their home backed up to it, so we were able to sneak under the fence and get into the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And we spent all day just playing Punch-Out. We tried to scam and mooch as many quarters as we possibly could to play Punch-Out. It's like, once you got to Bald Bull, I never got past him. But yeah, Glasgow, I could take.
Bald Bull.
It was like just almost like Mike Tyson. It was huge. So that was a beast.
That's so great. So, yeah. Okay.
Love Glass Joe. All right.
My turn.
Your turn. Ready?
Cyberknife.
The word is cyberknife.
That's got to be a horse because there's nothing back then that would have had cyber. That's a horse.
It's a horse.
Is it? Yes. Yep. Yeah.
It's a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby in 2022.
Okay, yeah, it seems that was too current.
I know,
of a name.
It almost sounded too much like a video game.
Right. It's like there's nobody in the 80s had cyber.
I almost threw it out, but I thought it's such a good name.
No, that's good. Right. Okay, here we are. Character or racehorse? Here we are.
You can't read your writing?
No, I can't. I'm just trying to pick which one I'm gonna fool you with. Oh. Kelso.
Wow.
Character or racehorse? Kelso.
Can you spell the word?
I can. K-E-L-S-O. Kelso. K-E-L-S-O. Kelso.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes.
Kelso's going to stump you, Brian.
Well, I don't know what you can do, Kel, so we're going to go to the mall.
Oh, Kel. Oh, look, Kel. It's Brett.
Yeah, it's
Kel's
Brett.
Here.
Kel and Brett.
Hi, Brett.
Kel, did you date Brett?
Kel.
Kelso.
Horse.
You stink with the passion. It is. I do. There's a horse from the late 50s or early
60s. It sounds familiar.
Was it
a good horse?
It was a very, from what I read, it was like a very, very consistent horse. Like it wasn't like a secretariat or, you know, like the war, whatever it is. But it was a very good, very consistent horse over like a 5 or 6 year period. So.
I like it.
Man, you dog.
Yeah. I am a dog.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Uncle Harvey. Heavy. Uncle Heavy. I can't read my own typing.
Uncle Heavy.
Can't read my typing. Uncle Heavy.
I have to go character. It's just
video game character.
Video game character, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like the big stones.
Just something falling.
Mario Brothers, or except it's a horse.
Oh my god.
That is expected to run in this year's Kentucky Derby.
Uncle Heavy.
Uncle Heavy.
Dude.
Isn't that a great name?
Awful.
Yep.
Just awful. Okay, here we go. All right.
Bring it.
Yep. Character or racehorse? Billy Lee.
Billy Lee?
Billy Lee.
See, this is going to be one of those ones that, well, that name has to be a horse name. Except Billy Lee. Oh, dear.
It could be both.
Found one that's both?
No.
All right.
Let's put it, I'm going to give it the one I'm thinking of.
Billy Lee.
Billy Lee.
All right. It sounds too much like a horse name and not a video game character name, so I'm going to go.
Could be a Southern.
I'm going to go character.
You're going to go character? You sure?
Yeah.
Final answer. Okay. You're absolutely right.
I am.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I hate you
yes.
so much.
It sounded like too much like it couldn't be on a.
Well, I figured you think some Billy Southern Lee. Horse, Billy Lee. All right.
Yeah, I know. It. Oh, was that Billy Lee? He's going to win that race. That's what he's doing.
It was from the game Double Dragon.
Oh, like
one of those
nice.
Fight 'em ups.
Double Dragon's another one.
86, 87,
from.
Kind of lay on the later side, but it was still a popular. Yeah, man, you're killing this.
Yes,
Billy Lee, Double Dragon.
I kind of.
You kind of really are.
Yeah.
All right,
you ready? Here we go.
Honey Queen. The name is Honey Queen.
Thank you, Bert Convy, for that.
Thank you.
Vast words. Honey Queen.
Yes. The catchphrase is Honey Queen.
Racehorse.
Racehorse?
Racehorse.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Who raced in Mario Kart? Nope. It's actually a Mario Kart character.
Really?
Yeah. Mario Kart World.
Okay.
Not right, part of the regular ones, but.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so it was a B.
Man, I'm really. Now, my kids would probably get that.
Dad, what'd you. Colin didn't.
Did really? Seriously?
No, and he knows. Yeah, he's like, let me see. And he looked it up. And he's like, oh, it's.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Is this your last one?
This is your last one because I'm tired of losing.
You're tired all of right. handing me points, is what
yeah,
you're tired
that's exactly
of.
It. All right. This one could be different. Centurion.
Oh.
Centurion.
Centurion. Okay, so now that one sounds like a horse.
It sure does.
It sure does.
But is it?
It's not. It's I don't a character know. In a video game.
Is that your answer?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are absolutely correct. I hate you so much more and more. Altered Beast. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Altered
Beast. Oh, my
Beast.
Gosh.
My wow. gosh, this is awful. You got four out of five.
And you've gotten one? I think.
I got one.
Oh, yeah, well, you got one more.
I have one more. I got to save some not, face.
Yeah, this is saving face. It ain't saving the game.
Not saving Private Ryan, but
jeez. Nope. Are you ready?
Cow, yes,
are you ready?
Go.
This is to walk out of here with a little bit of dignity.
This is so pathetic.
Because at the moment, you have none.
No.
All right. Nova Nebula.
All right. That's
Nova Nebula.
Okay, question here. I'm going to ask the judges. Were you looking at games from the 80s
yeah.
when you came out? Okay, all right. That's the only thing I'm thinking. All right, Nova Nebula.
Nova?
Gosh, that's Nebula. Easily both.
It is. It
that is.
Is
such
that
a,
one
a,
spoke to me as both.
Nova Nebula down the track.
And it's
around
Nova
the rail.
Nebula by a nose.
That is so
yeah.
both of them.
Yeah, it is. It's a great name.
It is a great, yeah.
It's a great name.
I got to go with character. I'm struck out on horse. Character. It's got to be a character. Is it?
Nope. It's a horse.
My gosh.
We are going to play this game every week.
Yeah. Baseball
every
player
week.
Or
yeah,
racehorse.
Baseball player or racehorse.
That's right. Gosh. This is so lame,
yeah.
dude.
Wow. I'm feeling so happy.
Are you? Is that what you're doing? Is you're feeling happy?
Yeah, I am. I really am.
This is so, so bad. Anyway, folks, I hope you... here's exactly
yeah,
what my answers went like.
Wow.
Yeah. It's me going
what
down
is that?
In flames.
Yeah, it's
explosion.
You going down in flames. Yeah.
Just awful.
I'm sorry, Todd. Not
well,
sorry.
Did you want me to announce the winner?
I would like...
Because we don't have to.
I would like you to shower me with the point totals, please.
Okay. All right. I'll shower you with something. All right. So... Mm-hmm. Todd got a grand total of a huge 3 points today. That's three, okay?
Three.
Yes, 3 points. It's very mm-hmm. exciting.
And what did Brian get?
Oh, Brian got 10 points. So Brian won 10 to 3.
Wow.
That was a drubbing.
That was a drubbing. I think that was the biggest drubbing so far.
Yes, that was by far. Yeah. Just,
and I think that draws us even, too.
I think we're 4-4, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, you crushed me on that. You just, I hate that game.
I feel so good about that. That should have been my, you hated that game?
Yeah. I love that game, but it's like still like, oh, what? Come on.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point total swing. I like
okay.
that.
All okay. right. I feel, oh,
hopefully
good.
The fans like it
well.
Well,
next week we go to, next week we go to St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day. It's a great episode coming up, so make sure you tune in.
We're looking forward to that. We're going to actually have a live in the flesh human guest.
Yeah. And it's probably even might be Irish.
He might, yeah, yeah.
So there's a good chance of that.
No, we're having a Russian.
Right.
Viva. Oh, no, that was true. Yeah, anyway.
Yes.
So next week, tune in next week for a live guest who might be Irish.
That's right. Be good.
Not famous.
Now, we always end on...
Yes.
We need another
oh, yes.
level.
Yeah. Oh.
I think we need another level here.
Oh.
The last
well,
level
except
of the...
I closed the app that does the next level.
Oh,
hold
my
on.
Goodness.
Oh.
What do we
oh.
got?
Oh.
Our sound engineer fell asleep.
It's not going
to
work.
Okay, well then I'll try to.
Okay, there we go.
Next level.
And next and final level is our Bible verse of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We have reached to the point of our nonsense, where it must come to an end. As we say every week, we like to talk about a little real truth before we end the show, just to cleanse the palate and get away from our silliness. So Todd is going to share our verse of the day right now.
Absolutely. So today's verse comes from Ephesians 4, verse 2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 4, 2.
I like that.
It's a good way to end.
Yeah. And it was a good reminder to video game players. Be humble.
Be humble. Yes. Be patient, bearing one another. When you're waiting for that next game,
I didn't find
you got to be patient.
Do you remember? Well, no, we'll do next another, time we talk another about tangent. Arcades.
I'm sure we'll have another arcade version
in
the show.
All right. Well, that's it, folks. Thank you for joining us and listening. We appreciate all of you. Please share and
like this. Subscribe,
Subscribe. Do all those things that you do.
Tell your friends to listen. Get them.
Yes.
And better yet, if you really hate them, tell your enemies to listen to this show. And
yes.
You'll really drive them insane.
Exactly. Anyways, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.